Chapter 3. We're in the girls' room, like always. For once, I'm really trying to pee, not just talk about folk. That's hard in this school. Ain't no doors on the stalls. The principal took them off himself, so everything we do is out in the open. Like that's gonna stop girls from smoking cigarettes, writing on the walls, and cutting class. Everybody's talking about the new teacher. Her face looks like somebody threw a hot pot of something on it, Char says, frowning. If I had a mug like that, I'd kill myself, she says, lifting up her arms and smelling her pits. I want to tell her that if I had hairballs as big as basketballs growing under my arms like she does, I'd kill myself. But I don't say what's on my mind. I keep quiet. Just think, if that was your mother, Raina, one of the twins, says. I wouldn't even claim her if she was my mom's, Char says, taking out deodorant. Then she pulls up her shirt and reaches inside to roll that sticky blue stuff on. The four of us meet in the bathroom every morning. Me, Char, and the twins, Raina and Raisa. We talk, smoke, stuff like that. I hang in the bathroom to get out of Mama's homemade rags and into the clothes Charlie's brings for me to try on. Today, it's a skin-tight navy blue jean dress with thick gold buttons. Char says the dress would look perfect if I had some hips and boobs to go with it. Char blows a fat ring of stinking gray smoke in my face. I laugh, like everybody else. You got to go along with Char if you want to get along with her. You can't be all sensitive. That's what Char says. When the first period bell rings, I throw my backpack over my shoulders and head for class. Char and them are cutting class, hanging out around the corner, probably. I ain't for looking at that woman's mug today, Char says. It's enough to make you throw up. Char takes out another cool cigarette and taps it on her hand like she's giving herself a needle. She puts it in her mouth and waits for Raisa to light it. Then she closes her eyes and sucks in the smoke slow and long like she's making a wish. The next thing I know, she's blowing smoke in my face again. I guess that's supposed to be funny. Char's laughing real hard. She tells me to get out of her face. I do what I'm told. I didn't always hang with Char. Last year, I hung by myself. I went to class, got mostly A's. Nobody even noticed me till Caleb Jamal Assam came along. Caleb's the smartest boy in school. Cute, friendly, a poet. I should have known being with him was gonna cause me trouble. He stared at me half the year. I thought he saw what everybody else saw. Skinny, poor, black Malika. But Caleb saw something different. He said I was pretty. Said he liked my eyes and sweet cocoa brown skin. He wrote me poems and letters. He put spearmint gum inside. Walked me to class. Gave me a ring. I ain't told Mama. After a while, everybody knew. Charlize and them laughed when Caleb and I walked by. They'd stuck out their legs and tried to trip me. They wrote Caleb notes saying not even the goodwill would want my clothes. Somebody said I had hair so nappy I needed a rake to comb it. It was that class trip to Washington, D.C. where things really fell apart. Caleb sat next to me. They teased us all the way there. Barks came from the back of the bus. Spit bombs flew my way. Then John started singing his song. Malika, Malika, we sure want to keep her, but she's so black, we just can't see her. The whole bus started in. Teachers tried to make them stop. By then, it was too late. I looked at Caleb. He gave me the goofiest smile and said, "Sorry, Malika," and moved to the front of the bus with his boys. They slapped him 5. Everybody laughed and clapped. I sat there with a frozen smile on my face, like that stupid Mona Lisa. Till this day, I don't know nothing about Washington, D.C., just that I don't ever want to go there no more. Things got worse after that. Kids picked on me more than ever. They sang John John's stupid song whenever I walked the halls. They got on my case about every little thing. My hair, my clothes, my color, my good grades. The fact that teachers liked me. I didn't want to go to school after a while, but Mama said I had to. So I came up with a plan. I went to Char and said if she would let me hang out with her, you know, kind of look out for me, I would do her homework and stuff. She laughed at first, said for me to get out of her face, that she don't want no geeks hanging around her, especially no ugly ones. I didn't listen. I turned up everywhere she was, the bathroom, lunchroom, the water fountain. I even did her homework a few times to show her I knew my stuff. She gave in after a while, and kids started leaving me alone. After that, Char started bringing clothes to school for me. "You gotta look like something when you with me," she said, kicking a bag of stuff my way. But even those $100 pantsuits she brought in for me to wear can't make up for the hurt I feel when she slaps me with them mean words of hers.